As the days grow shorter, it's looking like California will finally soon be seeing some real rain. Our state depends on a special kind of storm, sometimes called a pineapple express, for up to half of its annual rainfall. Scientists now prefer to call these storms atmospheric rivers, since they're not always warm and tropical, but they are big and wet. They've been compared to conveyor belts of water.
The wind has really picked up within the last 15 or 20 minutes or so. The risk seems to be increasing, and it's going to be increasingly dangerous for people who are driving out in the city, Dave.
At the moment, though, we don't know a lot about these storms. Earlier this year, I joined a research team aboard a NOAA-operated flight as they flew straight into one of these storms. Lisa Darby, a NOAA meteorologist, sat next to me.
So I'm seeing a lot more radar returns than I saw in the previous flights. The radar looks like it's working well, and we're getting some data.
Three other planes were in the air at the same time, measuring things like cloud properties, humidity, wind speed, and direction. And a NOAA research vessel, the Ron Brown, sailed underneath us. It was the first time, the team believes, that a single storm was studied so completely.
I think that's unprecedented, that we have that kind of vertical information through a system like this.
Since those flights, the Cal Water team has been busy crunching numbers back in the lab, and they're starting to get results. Marty Ralph is a research meteorologist with the Scripps Institution of Oceanography.
So we've tripled the number of atmospheric rivers that have been observed with this level of detail.
That's just with last season's flights, and it's made it possible to get a much better estimate of how much water vapor is actually carried by these storms.
And that's like the closest analogy to like how much liquid water would be going down a river between the riverbanks.
That's important for forecasting flood risk. And the number they've measured, it's much higher than expected.
What that translates to is the equivalent of 27 times the amount of liquid water the Mississippi is discharging at any given moment on average.
That's a lot stronger than we thought these storms were.
We've added clearly a bunch of much stronger cases than we'd been initially able to measure.
And it's part of the reason why, to date, our forecasting ability hasn't been very good.
On average, the heavy rainfall events are predicted to be about half as strong as they actually end up being. It's just a very hard thing to get right.
The prediction models currently in use don't take into account the chemistry of the atmosphere or how much water is transported in these atmospheric rivers. Or they don't yet. Governor Brown recently signed a bill into law funding an atmospheric river research and forecasting center. No word just yet on where it'll be located. For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Danielle.